Hello, CDS.
Hi, is this Chris?
This is.
Hey, Chris, this is Steve over here at the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Good, Steve. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty well. Thank you for asking.
Good.
I was actually just trying to follow up here with you. I know a couple, actually on the first, you requested some information from us on some working capital or some equipment financing. Do you have a minute to talk about that?
Yeah, I'm driving right now.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a minute to talk.
Perfect. Okay. What were you looking to do here?
We've got a pretty successful business, like you think, but, problem is money doesn't come in fast enough. You know, we're owed a lot of money and look great on paper, but our bank account sucks. So, you know, it seems like we're constantly struggling from month to month, just trying to, you know, payroll, rent, all that stuff.
Sure. Okay. So cash flow, I gotcha.
Yep.
Okay. How much are you looking for to take out?
Well, I don't know. I didn't know what the rates were, what the terms were, how much we were approved for. I didn't know if it was just a generic mailer that I got.
Okay.
What it was. I mean, there's a piece of equipment I'd like to buy. It's probably around $65,000, and then probably looking around $75,000 for working capital.
Okay. That's totally something we can absolutely do. That mailer that you got, that's just like an initial look into your business. But the way I work, I always try to get you qualified for the best possible programs. I get you qualified for the most amount, for the longest term, and then we work back from there. That's the best way to do it.
That's kind of what I was hoping, is kind of see numbers in front of me on my computer and then make my decision from there.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. I got you. Okay. Well, let's talk about the capital first here.
Okay.
So you want to take about 75 out. What are you going to use that for? I know just for cash flow, I know payroll and things like that.
Yeah, I mean, kind of almost like a line of credit, I would imagine.
Okay. Now, is payroll due soon, or is that going to be the major part?
No, it's not due soon. I mean, I've already taken care of it. We're fine. Mm-hmm. You know, our cash flow is fine, but, I mean, by the time at the end of the month we pay all our bills and everything, we're, you know, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 in an account. It's like, why are we working this hard and
right.
have so much money owed?
Okay. I gotcha. What kind of bills are you talking about? Just like normal utilities, or are you talking about other loans or things like that?
I've got one loan, right now, depending on the rate of this one, I might use this loan to pay that one off.
Okay. What is it?
It was a $40,000 loan, kind of the same thing.
Uh-huh.
My mind's going blank right now on the company.
That's okay.
The company right now.
That's okay.
Off the top of my head.
Is it? But you said it was about $40,000. Is what the balance is on it right now?
Same thing. It was a working capital loan to try to get our credit established.
And okay.
The payments on it is $702 every week. And it was a 18 month term.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's pretty good. That's pretty nice.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you know the current balance on it? Rough estimate?
I think we've been paying on it for 6 months.
6 months?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. I'll do some math real fast. Okay, so you about have like $23,000 on there left.
Yeah, it's probably about right.
Okay, cool. All right, yeah. So I mean, that's absolutely, we could do something there. Do you have a deadline or anything? Like, do you need it like as soon as possible, or?
No, I don't have any deadline.
Okay. Now the nice thing is that you have worked with the capital loans before, which is really awesome. So you know how they work, and it is based off your sales. Do you know what your gross annual sales were like last year?
Last year we were probably about 900,000.
Awesome. Are you guys on track to beat that this year?
Yes. We're probably about 1.2 this year.
Nice. Quite a bit. Cool. Doing anything differently than last year?
We added powder coating to our business. It was probably our second year into powder coating, and it's really finally starting to take off for us.
Okay. Just curious, what is CDS Performance? I know it's like a striping business, or?
No, no, stripping? We do, stripping. We do media blasting, sandblasting of military, aerospace, automotive, walk-in consumers, and then the powder coating is basically the quote-unquote green alternative to painting, and we can put a finish on pretty much any product that we strip after we strip it.
Oh, wow. So do you have, like, government contracts and things?
We don't have any government contracts right now. The military's kind of gone by the wayside with Obama in there.
Yeah. After tonight, or after last night.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, that's probably very good for us in the future year, to be honest with you.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be good for quite a few people, I think.
I think so, too.
Okay, that's awesome. Now, you did mention, you know, building your credit. I mean, is there something going on with your credit? Do you know what your score is at?
No, it's just we've never had any loans or anything, so we really, you know, it's like we're not non-existent.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you happen to know the score?
The business credit score?
Yeah, or personal?
No, I don't. No, I don't off the top of my head.
Okay. That's fine. We work with all credit tiers, especially when it comes to capital. It's not really based off your credit.
Okay.
And let's see here. Now, have you gone to your, like, local bank or anything like that? Or have you gone back to whatever company that was and asked for, like, a renewal or anything?
I have not, no. They said after the term was half paid down, I could go back for a renewal. And like you said, I got that mailer, and I was just curious to see. The way I read it, it sounded like we were pre-qualified, and, mm-hmm. I'd like to keep my options open, see what you offered compared to what my current lender was offering.
Sure, okay. Yeah, I gotcha. The nice thing is that you've told me, you know, since your sales are really strong, man, I could probably get you anywhere from around, you know, $80,000 all the way up to maybe $140,000, you know, but you don't have to take all of that, so, I mean, you know, like I said, you're only looking for about 75, so that's good. So you're in that range. Let's see here. Now, on that current loan that you had, do you know what the rate is?
Not driving down the road. I don't have it off the top of my head.
Okay, no worries. That's fine. Okay. Yeah, let's see here. Now, besides paying off your bills and your current loan, I mean, do you need any more for anything else, like any kind of, renovations or more material, inventory, things like that?
No, I mean, equipment would be our biggest purchases.
Yeah.
We need two pieces of equipment right now, and they're probably both about $65,000 apiece, but I'm not comfortable buying both right now.
Okay, I gotcha. The nice thing is that, you know, if we get you qualified for equipment, you build that relationship with us, and, you know, when you go to finance the second piece of equipment, if you go with us again, you know, our rates might be a little bit better because, you know, we've already established that relationship, so that's a really nice thing.
Sure.
You know, when it comes to this business, relationship is really important, you know, I'm going to be honest.
Right.
So that's a really good thing. Now let's talk about the equipment. What kind of equipment are you looking for?
One would be a dust collector, and the second one would be a larger oven for the powder coat.
Okay. And that's the second one. Like you don't need that one right away.
Correct.
Okay. And the dust collector is about 65.
Yes.
That's a big piece of equipment.
Yeah, it is.
Was that just collects dust, I guess?
Yeah. Well, you know, we've got multiple ones right now. I'd like to get rid of all the multiple ones and just consolidate into one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How many do you have?
Right now we have four.
Four dust collectors?
Yeah.
Okay. So this one's going to, like, replace all of them?
All four of them, correct.
Okay. How come, if you don't mind me asking?
Less maintenance, larger... it'll free up floor space, and then we'll also be able to the dust collector now that we want to buy is larger CFM. It'll work better than the four combined.
Nice. Okay, I gotcha. Now, because you only have one, I mean, obviously, I mean, the dust collector, I guess, does it make you money?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, getting rid of those four and just only going to one, are you going to lose money in that, or are you going to actually get more money because you have more floor space and less maintenance?
Yeah, more floor space, more storage, flow through will be better.
Okay. Just do you have like a, do you expect a return on that? Like, do you know roughly, like on how much more money you can make off of that?
Productivity increase, I'd say probably 5%.
Nice, okay. That's pretty good, man. Okay. Okay. And have you looked, you know, into your bank or anything for financing that piece of equipment? Or
no.
You have? No? Oh, okay.
I have not, no.
Okay. All right. And do you have a vendor that you usually get these from?
The last one we bought from a company called AM Industrial. And that's where I was looking at this one for, too.
Okay. So you're going to go back to the same people? All right.
I think so, yes.
Okay, that's good. And now, do you need the dust collector anytime soon? Like, do you need it, like, immediately? Is there a deadline for that?
No, there's not a deadline for that.
Okay. All right. That's a good thing. Everything you've told me here, you look really good, man. You're looking for 75 working capital. Equipment financing is great. No deadlines, which is fantastic. I really think we could do something for you. The way I would go about it is let's try to get you the equipment, approved for the equipment first.
Okay.
And then we can, what I'm going to do is, I'm going to separate equipment first and then working capital. Just because if something happens like where you don't actually get the equipment, you know, qualified for the equipment, we can actually use the working capital to pay for the equipment. So there's a couple options I can do. So, you know, I do this all the time. So what I'll do here is SSS or ssstripping@yahoo.com. Is that a good email for you?
Yep, you got it.
Okay. So what I'll do is I will send you an email. It will have just like a list of a few pieces of paperwork. You know, it's like the application, bank statements, and tax return. And we just go from there. And do you think you should be able to get those to me, you know, this week or today or?
Yeah, I'd say by the end of the week.
Okay, sounds good. And is this the best phone number to reach you on?
Yes, it is.
Okay, perfect. Ooh, I forgot to want to ask you one question. Is your company is a LLC? Is it S Corp?
S Corp.
S Corp. Okay, and you're 100% owner, right? Correct.
Yes.
Okay. And how long have you guys been in business?
I'd say about 10 years.
Nice. Cool. All right, so I will send you that information. Be on the lookout for it. If you want to, go ahead and send me like a confirmation email just so I know that you got it.
And, all right,
all right. And I'll follow up with you later.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chris.
All right, take care. All right.